The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A big opening period for the Barracuda. Three goals in a 3-0 lead after 20 is the difference in a game in which the Barracuda hold off the Eagles. The final score 4-3, and they split the weekend set with Colorado. They are now 2-2 against the Avalanche's top affiliate. And with the win, San Jose's 19-11, 0-2 on the year, up to 40 points. 3 points ahead of Colorado, who is now 17-10, 1-2 on the year, still sitting at 37 points. These teams will not play again until next month. That will be in Colorado. Georgi Romanov picks up the win. He is 2-0 against the Eagles on the year. His record improves on the season to 8-5-1. He has won back-to-back. Barracuda were looking for a bounce back today, Drew, after a disappointing finish yesterday. There's no question they came to play right off the bat. Colorado found its game after the first period, but give the Barracuda credit for starting the way they did with the three goals in the first, and that turns out to be the difference.
This game is tough. Professional hockey, it's hard to win. It's very hard to win. The tendency is that we will judge wins like we do losses. I try to not be critical during games where a team wins. And so you'd look at the fact of almost a perfect first period with how they played. They were terrific. They were skating off the puck. They had a ton of energy. They were physical. They capitalized on chances. They looked really good. But we knew Colorado because we've seen them now three times, or I've seen them four times, and you've seen them more than that. The fact that they were able to come back and do what they did, that's what they did yesterday as well. But they did hold on, the Barracuda. They held on to a situation where, okay, it wasn't going our way. We couldn't get our offense going. We couldn't get a forecheck going. So what are we going to do to win the game? And they did what they had to do.
Yeah, they clamped down in the third. They pick up a 4-3 win. In the first, at 8:30 is when the Barracuda got things started. Justin Bailey has been a bit frustrated, a bit snake-bitten, but he'd drive the net, and Tristan Robbins would find him, and Bailey would direct it home to give the Barracuda 1-0 lead in the opening period. Chicago in the American Hockey League. Here comes Robbins down the left wing. He has Bailey. He scores! A beautiful feed from Robbins. Bailey directs it home. He snaps an 11-game goalless drought. Great setup from Tristan Robbins. Andrew Podorowski picks up the secondary assist in game number 500 of his professional career. Podorowski now up on the season to 33 points. Barracuda were not done in the first period. Lucas Van Roboys, who scored yesterday, would park himself in front. He'd tip a Jimmy Schultz shot off the post and then clean up the loose puck. His second in as many games, eighth of the season, time of the goal to give the Barracuda a 2-0 lead at 11:37 of period number one.
You get him roll off of that, though. He took a hard hit and still had the puck.
Now to the point, shot on target, they score! It went off the post, and Lucas Van Roboys jammed it home! It's a 2-0 Barracuda lead! Van Roboys plays a simple brand of hockey, but it sure is impactful and effective.
Yeah, very, very good. He was another guy that just does what he has to do. You talk about identity for a team, but that has to start with an individual. Every individual accepting what role they have. Well, Van Roboys not only accepts his role, but he plays and performs above it.
Yeah, he was, again, very effective, again, very productive. He's up now to 8 goals on the year. The Barracuda, again, were not done in the first. They would score a season-high 3 goals in the opening period. We mentioned Thomas Bortolo's name many times tonight in very glowing terms. He was working hard, moving his feet, but this play in the first period, an outstanding individual effort, steals it at the offensive blue and then just absolutely tees one up, puts it upstairs on the far right side, top shelf, to give the Barracuda 3-0 lead. Time, the goal for Bortolo is seventh of the season at 12:47 of period number one.
Away. But got to get pucks behind.
Now Bortolo forces a turnover. Coming down the left wing. Loads up a shot. He scores! A bomb from Bortolo as he forces the turnover at the offensive blue line and just loaded up the shot. And he beats the Colorado netminder flush. It's a 3-0 lead for the Barracuda. 15-14 were the shots of the first. Barracuda drew a couple of minors. They had a 3-0 lead after 20 minutes of play that they would take into the intermission. In the second, Colorado looked like a different team, yeah. And they would get on the board at the 3:15 mark. Marosi Ulichka would put one home, his second of the year at 3:15. Backhand one pass, Romanov from in tight. That made it 3-1. And then at 7:26, Colorado was not done. Jack Ashan would receive a pass from Matt Phillips, who carried it down the right wing. Phillips would set him up in between the circles, and Ashan would beat Romanov through the right arm to make it 3-2. And the Barracuda were on their heels in the second period. But the hockey gods were on their side. They'd get a fortuitous bounce in the second as Donovan Hull would look to center, and it would go off of Mark Sendin, the Colorado forward, off of his skate and past the Eagle netminder. And as Drew noted, it wasn't like he was parked right in front. He was 4 or 5 feet away from the blue paint. It goes off the skate, still finds its way in for Donovan Hull, his second goal in his last three, his seventh of the year. Hull sprung along right side, Jack Thompson. Now for Scott Sabourin. Twists the puck up the wall. Hull will pick it up just above the goal line. Backhands one. Low slot. They score! I think it went off a Colorado Eagle in front. That puck did not have much in the way of momentum, but enough to get past the goal line. Well, that would turn out to be a huge goal, not only to kind of settle things down a little bit, but it turns out to be the game winner because Jacob McDonald, the former Shark defenseman, would pound one home at 19:38 of the second period, his ninth of the season, to make it 4-3. And just like yesterday, the Barracuda had a one-goal lead going into the third. Would history repeat itself? It would not, despite being outshot 13-4 in the final 20 minutes of play. The Barracuda would hold off the Eagles and pick up a 4-3 victory.
Yeah, and the goal by Hull was, yeah, it was fortuitous, but sometimes you make your own breaks, and he did on that play because he was hustling off the puck all the way from his own zone to pick up the puck and then throw it to the front of the net and throw it back to the slot. It was a kind of a blind pass to the slot, but, you know, the good things happen to good people. When you looked at this game, though, there was, again, some areas that obviously John McCarthy wants to improve on. But you have to give Colorado credit for the way that they pressured the Barracuda after they were down 3-0. They're a team that has some veteran guys and has a team that plays heavy, plays hard, and they brought a lot of pressure. But the Cuda bent but didn't break in the third period. And I didn't like the Thompson goal. The McDonald goal. I didn't like the McDonald goal because I thought that Georgi should have had it. But in the third period, he made some big saves, especially late in the game when there was pressure on him.
Yeah, he picks up a big, big victory. He's now three games above 500 for the first time this year, 8-5-1 on the year, 2-0 against Colorado. And the Barracuda on the season are up to 19-11-0-2. They'll wrap up this three-game homestand next Friday for Cuda Country Night. Locash will be in the building playing postgame. That puck drop scheduled for 7:30, so a later start than normal. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with pregame coverage. Tonight's game length, 2 hours, 36 minutes, 1,228 sought, as the Barracuda hold off the Colorado Eagles by a final score of 4-3 and are now 2-2 against Colorado on the season series. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star, Thomas Bortolo. We mentioned his name many times tonight, finished with a goal, had 4 shots on net. He is the number three star. Jacob McDonald, the former Shark, one time for a very short stint member of the Barracuda. He had a goal, an assist, 10 shots on net for Jacob McDonald. He was all over the ice. He's the number two star. And Donovan Hoole gets the game-winning goal, and he is the number one star as the Barracuda hold off the Colorado Eagles here at TechCU Arena. First home win of 2025. The Barracuda elude dropping three straight on home ice. This has been a very tough building for the opposition, but the Barracuda had dropped two in a row here at home. But they're back in the win column, their 11th win of the season here at TechCU Arena. Fun calling the game with you, partner.
Thanks,
as always, appreciate you. Barracuda back on the ice next Friday against Bakersfield. Sharks back on the ice on Tuesday. So you can watch Drew on the telecast on NBC Sports California. That does it for our broadcast coverage here at TechCU Arena. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether they listened or they watched. We certainly do appreciate it. But that does it for our broadcast coverage. Barracuda 4, Eagles 3 for Drew Amenda. I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This podcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.